Tony Gollan joins us. Morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, I must apologise, but it's still good because I text Tony and I text many trainers, but I probably become a bit of a pest at times in the mornings, but at least you got two horses I want to talk to you about, Tony.
Yeah, that's true. True. It's a shame we haven't got a... It's a shame we haven't got a nice gate to talk about at Randwick.
Oh, mate, I was really anxious when the fields come out because I want to back her because I reckon she's flying, and then you come up with barrier 13.
Yeah, it doesn't make life very easy. And you're right, she's in very good shape. She's really enjoyed her time at Randwick, and she worked nicely there on Tuesday morning, and she just looks at pictures, so she'll pray to their best for the preparation tomorrow. And it's just a shame we've got such a bad gate, but it just means Jimmy's got to give her a better ride.
Look, okay, we forget the barrier. Jim Boone's got to get a 10 out of 10 ride, but off just watching her in the races, once she's clear, she's putting herself there.
Yeah, she is. She's and the worst thing is, I mean, off these wide gates, we just can't be in the spot we want to be. I mean, I'd love to have her in the second or third pair, and I think showed the other day she jumped beautifully for James and could have been in that spot, was going to be deep, and he had to go right back. And that very well may be the case again tomorrow. We might have to look to try and find the back of Fiesta or the horse of John O'Shea's, and if we do that, I mean, if we get out late, you know, she's going to hit the line very hard.
In track gallops, like you, I know you were at Randwick on Tuesday. Is she a bouncy filly in track work as well?
Oh, look, she's not too bad. No,
she's only
a young filly, really. Like, I think the best racing of her is going to be in the autumn, more so than the spring. But no, she's working lovely. She's really enjoyed her time at Randwick. She's thrived, and Snowden's been a big help to me down there as well with her. But she's really done well down there. She really enjoys it. In Sydney, enjoys her time away from Brisbane, and her work on Tuesday was terrific.
Yep, okay. F Troop, you stayed or came down from Brisbane and has virtually stayed in Sydney until, when was it, Wednesday night?
Yeah, that's correct. Now, he finished his work off on Tuesday's morning as well at Remit. I let him work on the Kenzo there, and his work was very good. We've put the winkers on him, and I've just made him a bit more focused. He's a bit of a gawky sort of bugger and has a bit of a look around, and with the winkers on, he was very focused. Even in his three-quarter pace, he was just perfect. And it was nice work Tuesday morning. And if you can take that and cope with racing up the straight, which was a big unknown, I guess, in this day and age, you don't get a look up it before you race there most of the time. And if you can cope with the straight racing, you run very well.
Yeah, you're confident, to put him in a race like this, but you're confident he is going good as well.
Yeah, I'm very confident how good he's going. I mean, we saw that at the trials the other day at Rose Hill.
Yep.
We trialled against the open company horses, and he really did trial well. He's a horse I certainly want to see the jockeys use his speed and use his action. I think first up, we didn't probably see that here in Brisbane. It was a disappointing performance. When not winning, his run was still great, but he just didn't win. But I think if we use his attributes, which is his big stride and his overall speed, I think he'd be competitive in all these sorts of three-year-old races we put him in.
And do you think he can... I mean, is he still capable? You're 1,200 tomorrow, but can he get 14 in a mile, or is he just a speed horse?
Look, I don't know about the mile, but I'm really keen on him getting 14 at time. Probably won't be the week after in the Golden Rose or anything like that, but you never know. It could be in January around the Gold Coast. I'm not sure, but I do believe 1,400, you know, whether it's his preparation or the one after, I think will be his ideal distance. But it's about him just learning to harness that speed and control it more than anything else. But most importantly, the jockeys, I guess, having the confidence to use it on him early.
Yep, understand. I should know. It's Ollie tomorrow, isn't it, Damien Oliver?
Yeah, Ollie's on him, and we wanted someone, you know, quite experienced up the straight, and there's a few options there, and Ollie was the first to lock in. So, you know, hopefully his experience can certainly help a young horse like this who's never been down that big Flemington straight. But, you know, yourself, Andrew, they either handle it or they don't.
Yep.
I really hope that he can, because if he can, I think he's a very talented horse.
You got a winner in Brisbane and those three runners tomorrow?
Yeah, I've only got a small team in tomorrow, but I'll call to King. He's always around about the money and these sorts of races, so he's probably my best chance, but like, all three aren't without a hope tomorrow.
That's race 8, number 2, Courts of King. Tony, good luck tomorrow, and I really do hope that Barbie can put in a hell of a run again, despite that draw.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Gollan joining us there.